Imagine you're watching the game at a buddy's house when you get a call that someone tried to break into yours. In a second, everything can change. That's why there's ADT. No one wants to feel unsafe in their own home. ADT security systems help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. The ADT Plus app keeps you in control the whole time. ADT's network is built for those game time moments. They have the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. Don't leave your home wide open during an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, Dirty Show, T-Mill, and that's it, have the latest. And the latest is the Astros. They were off yesterday. They had a god-awful homestand against bad teams, which just makes you only say maybe they're 1-2 as they go 3-6 versus the Mariners, the Angels, and the A's. And they need a big, big series coming up starting against the New York Yankees in Yankee Stadium. But obviously there was huge news yesterday that involved the decision to move on from their general manager, Dana Brown. There was also news from couple of sources, including our guy Hotel Lobby Bobby, Two Chainz, the man who likes vodka and just a little bit of cranberry juice. For USA Today, Bob Nightingale saying that at one point Joe Espada had been informed by a high-ranking Astros official that this would be his last season. Someone also reported that he was given the option to leave now or coach the rest of the season, and he chose to manage the team the rest of the season. So many different things being thought of. Well, Clint, Jim Crane made the trip to Yankee Stadium, and they said he spoke to reporters for about 10 minutes. Astros owner Jim Crane also had a closed-door meeting with his manager, Joe Espada, in the office in the visiting clubhouse. Comments here from Chandler Rome. Among highlights in Jim Crane's address of reporters, Houston's performance on its past homestand didn't have anything to do with Jim Crane's decision to replace Dana Brown, and he announced that Joe Espada will manage the team the rest of the 2026 season. So he had a meeting with Espada, closed-door meeting with Espada. He also met with reporters for 10 minutes, said the 3-6 homestand that we just spoke of had nothing to do with the decision with Dana Brown, and that Joe, Lieutenant Joe, will be the manager for the rest of the season. Your thoughts?
Yeah.
about it.
I mean, I don't think it took, you know, dropping 6 of 9 games to your all the division opponents that are below you and you know, letting them force you right back into the thick of one of the worst divisions in baseball. I honestly don't think that had anything to do with Dana Brown being relieved of his duties. I think this was, the writing was on the wall. I don't know what the significance is of the timing, to be honest with you. I think the minute that he vetoed a trade that the general manager had had made at the deadline told us all that that guy is lame duck for sure. He's not coming back. So I'm not sure what exactly forced his hand at that point in time. But nonetheless, it's you never want the owner to be conducting pregame press conferences with the media. If that's happening, you know there's trouble in paradise. You don't want the owner to have closed-door meetings with the manager before a series and before a stretch of games against better opponents that you just absolutely need to get in the playoffs. You don't want that happening, and it doesn't happen unless there's trouble in paradise. So there's no way to spin this thing as positive. At least Jim Crane is the face of it and talking to the media, yeah. I guess. But, yeah, this is not good for the Astros.
No, and probably not great for Joe in terms of his him keeping his job past the end of this season.
Well, this is not good.
Would not think that, but yeah, Jim Crane, at least I think Jim could have probably done a press conference. Like, there's no real quotes. We're not even audio. Tyler has been looking hard for any kind of audio or any video of this. This looks like this might have been impromptu, and he just spoke to people and rolled through real quick on it. So, but that's the latest coming from Jim Crane. No other questions on who's going to manage the rest of the way. As for tonight's game, they're in Yankee Stadium, and that thing is probably going to start right as we potentially get off the air here. The rookie, Ethan Petko, gets to make a start in Yankee Stadium. And he will have behind him Jeremy Peña leading off, Yordan Alvarez behind him as the DH, Paredes, Altuve, your favorite, Varsho, right after Altuve, with Christian Walker behind him. And late night, Lamont Wade Jr. Is behind him. Yiner Diaz catching, and Taylor Trammell is in the nine spot. So that is the lineup tonight. And right now, Clint, they have got to get going. They got to flush what happened on that homestand. I hope maybe they got out there. Maybe they had a little fun last night. Maybe they got a little drunk. Maybe they caught a show. Maybe they went to Broadway. Maybe they went to a comedy show. I don't know. Maybe they had something in New York, did something. But maybe they flushed it and they can play a little free. But they got to have this. They have now slipped themselves into second place in the West and out of the wild card right now. Half a game out of both, but out of the wild card right now. They have got to pick it up.
Yeah, look, they've officially made things a lot more difficult than they should have or than really any of us expected. I expected it to be a tight race down the stretch. I didn't expect them to just completely pee down their leg against the opponents that they did, unfortunately. So just like the Astros, you know, nothing's going to be easy. You said this, I don't know, a month and a half ago of this kind of stretch right here. You know, six games up in New York, away from home, road trip. You got three against the Yankees, three against the Mets. This is the kind of game, this kind of, you know, six-game stretch where the Astros just pull you right back in. They lay eggs against the Angels, the A's. Well,
this kind of series get Tyler rolling right
now. Oh,
here.
Yeah.
New York, the Yankees, Altuve does something.
Right back in. He'll be buying tickets for the next homestand, I guarantee.
Oh, I don't know about
it's that. It's been a while since we've gotten to see our children. It's good.
Yeah. If they win, take two of three from the Yankee turds, you go into a game and they come back?
You know what? I'll agree to that right now. Okay. Yeah, 100%.
Just stop.
I will. Sweep them, I will for sure go to one.
No, don't make promises. No, that's not.
Don't make promises.
All right, just two.
Two for three, you've all but said for sure. You made the commitment.
Yeah, I'm in.
This is a travesty.
What is?
I love Yankee tears, man. They quench my thirst.
Tyler's got to have, he's having to be bit.
Going to an Astros game?
Going to an Astros game.
I haven't been purposely not going.
You just did it just now. It took a bit.
Here's the deal.
This
is that would help force myself to get out there to
Tyler,
drink it.
You're killing me.
If they take two of three, Ron's going to buy me and you tickets, and me and you'll go.
No, I'm not doing
deal.
That.
I'm in on that.
I'm not agreeing
virtual
to that.
Virtual handshake through the glass.
Don't bring me into this. This is the problem right here. This guy.
I'm trying to solve it.
Then busy, man.
I'll invest the time.
You've been busy every year we've been here.
That's true.
You invest the money, I'll invest the time. Come on, man.
I'll invest the fun.
That's right. Tyler brings the laughs.
I just bought a car. I had to buy cleats for everybody. God.
Good hell.
I mean, Tyler, we can't win for losing with this guy.
If they win two of these games against Yankee turds, I'm sticking to it, whether Ron's going to spend the money or not with his cheap self. Okay. I'm going.
I might go with you, T.
Let's go.
I might.
Okay.
What?
Just popped up with these.
Head on over to the icebox.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Nick goes out there and bulldozes a couple kids smaller than him, and Ron's out there buying the most expensive shoes that Nike sells.
I didn't.
Bigger size foot than any of those kids.
Yeah, I didn't.
Oh, Courtney?
It showed up.
Oh, Mama says, shoot, my baby going to be out there rolling, folks. He got to have him bright shoes on and bright green ones on, baby, so I can find him.
I got a message for those Yankee turds.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, again, if you missed it earlier, we had Doug Voss of the Houston Texans, who headlines and leads that group that had so much to do with the new uniforms that they released today. And they're amazing. The Rowdery uniforms, they're going to be worn week 11 in a Thursday night game against the Colts. And Texans chair and CEO Cal McNair said, from the beginning, we charged our team with creating something meaningful for Houston and Texans fans, and they delivered. As a native Houstonian, I know how special the details of this uniform are, and we hope our fans will take great pride in the fact that this is a unique thing to our city. The white helmet is a special nod to the beginning of our franchise as we celebrate our 25th season, and we can't wait to see our players take the field in these uniforms. Clint, I know on this show we're honest about things. We're very honest. We don't just say things to say it. But these are right up there. I thought the red ones were the best ones they made. I still love that helmet the best. But these all white joints that they're going to wear on Thursday, these is clean as hell.
Yeah, this rivalry uniform for me for the Houston Texans is the best uniform that they have. And I think it, for me personally, I like the icy white. So I'm going to go with the Cincinnati Bengals all white joint is up there. So I think this one's right up there with it. It's one of the best in the league. It's one of the best alternates for sure. I thought they knocked it out of the park. I mean, I'll be honest with you, Doug Vosk, I told him when he was here, I mean, he and his staff, they have knocked it out of the park. They are batting 1,000. When it comes to the complete rebranding of the Texans organization, because it's not just uniforms, although the uniforms drive a lot of it, it's not just uniforms. No. I mean, the people that they've got involved, the history that they've included, the way that they've taken the fans' input to heart and actually used it, and not just had it just to as a community piece. I mean, they literally take it to heart. And then obviously the uniform design. I mean, they you could very easily, with the tile concept, with that blue, you could very easily do too much or have something that's kind of squirrely. This uniform is absolute nails, man. The tiles are obviously accent pieces around the sleeves and the nameplate, and then about three quarters down the leg, not going all the way down the leg, was I think a great idea. Just little simple things like that, like not having a red piping around the numbers on the jersey, stuff like that, man. I think just makes this one look so clean, man. I mean, it's a top jersey in the NFL. It's a top uniform in the NFL, no question.
Yeah,
I don't care where you're from. It's up there. It's up there with the top three, no matter how you slice it.
No, they did a great job with those uniforms. The last two they put out, I'm not gonna lie to you. I told you this before. The original H-Town ones, the blue ones, Tyler, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, those are sick. Those were my favorites until these.
Yeah, those were just fine for me.
That's fair when you got these now.
100%. For me, I mean, those were
my favorite. Well, they're fine.
Yeah, they were just fine. They were fine. They were okay. They're okay.
Yeah.
The red ones that came through, I remember we were in Canton, and we saw that they had the Andre, like, jersey dressed up in that with the mannequin. I said, well, they didn't. Well, they got something here. I can't wait till they wear these jokers.
They made that battle red candy apple.
And then that all white boy, that is clean right there. So that's a good look.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint. The Big Ten and the SEC they continue to roll in this. The Big Ten, they've announced that they will not allow players to return from the NFL. Any player who has declared for the NFL draft and did not withdraw, appeared on an NFL roster, or signed a contract with a pro league cannot be on a Big Ten roster. The league announced Tuesday in a statement that the Big Ten's ruling comes in the wake of the multiple NFL players, the Browns' Daquan Wright and the Saints' Xavier Harris. They're both going to be on the LSU Tigers roster, it looks like, but they have said in the Big Ten they will not allow that to happen. I think they are silly. Right now, I just wouldn't handcuff anything.
Yeah.
Right now, I get it, and maybe this will be something that happens throughout. But I wouldn't handcuff any. I'm sure Ryan Day's over there, like, well, hold on, let's slow down a little bit now.
Well, look, I commend the Big Ten for being the adult in the room, but the reality of it I've moved over to Lane Kiffin's side. If they're going to allow it, somebody else is going to do it, so I might as well be the first one to the party. So, I commend them and admire the being the adult in the room. I really do, the effort, but the reality of it is that it's too far gone, man. You can't all of a sudden be the team or the conference that wants to do things right. I mean, we got $50 million rosters out here, for crying out loud. I mean, it's too far gone. They just all need to play and just let it implode and then redo it in the offseason.
Yeah, I would hope that something happens to where that happened. That is wild. My man played in preseason games. These guys, they played in preseason games. They're gonna be
One of the dude had 2 sacks in a game.
Part of LSU. It is wild. All right, coming up as we continue. Joint practice tomorrow, Clint, and there are some intriguing matchups that you potentially will have available between the Panthers and the Texans. And I know when you think about the Panthers, made the playoffs, but they've also made some additions in free agency that have a chance to really give the Texans a really good look. That's coming up as we continue right here live on the...
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/weight. safety.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
Drive. 95.7 The Fan presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
Y'all locked and loaded to watch that Vince Young untold documentary tonight?
Yeah, I'm in.
I don't know if I will tonight. You know, I'm busy, but I am excited for it.
I'm in, 100%.
You got the game tonight. Never get
it. What game?
He's locked in Astros Yankees.
Oh, yeah. Busy tonight. Yeah. Yeah, no, I'm locked in on it. I mean, that's a... I mean, I told you that's the single best game that I've ever seen a quarterback play.
My dumb ass tried to be locked in on it last night.
Jumped the gun a bit, huh?
I tried to stay.
Say, it came out today, didn't it?
Tried to stay up at midnight, see if I.
Oh, you tried to catch it?
See if I turned it.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought you were just early.
Nah. Vince would appreciate that kind of commitment.
Nah, I didn't start.
You wouldn't learn me tons of
it. Wouldn't have been straight midnight. No, they pushed that back. Wasn't working for me. Steel said coming soon. Coming Tuesday. So, yeah, now that'll be a good one. That'll be a good one. I bet you there's some. He looks like he could tell some fun stories. Some good stories.
Does he really let. He's still at that spot, though, man, where he's kind of. He's probably got some business partners that don't want it to get too hairy.
Yeah.
He's definitely got a foundation that he is a part of with some local quarterbacks that probably don't want it to get too hairy. So I do wonder how much he'll divulge, but there's definitely some. I mean, I think the upbringing and is fascinating. I think the obviously high school football phenom is fascinating. The Texas piece with, like I said, the best game that I've ever seen a college quarterback play. I think the pro piece of being in Nashville and showing flashes but never really panning out. Like, there's some real. I've heard him speak some of it.
The
pretty candid.
The previews, he said he still ain't at peace.
Yeah.
So, demons, man.
He was really upset about that Heisman.
Yeah, should be.
Still is.
Who won that one?
Reggie.
I don't know if he should be. I was going to say, that was Reggie, man. Reggie Bush was cold-blooded, man.
So was.
I mean, Vince was,
so
too, was Vince. But Reggie was. I mean, Reggie.
Reggie's one of the best college I've seen.
I felt like it was like week three or four or something like that. They played, maybe it was week two, they played Fresno State, and he just ran roughshod over them in that season.
Reggie.
I was like, it was over then.
I need to talk to some of my partners that were in a training world when that went down. I've heard that Reggie single-handedly changed the training world. The athletic training world with that, when he was running full speed and decelerated on the sideline and then accelerated again, it's a highlight that they play all the time. I can't remember who they were playing, but like that really put, obviously acceleration's always been a part of of speed training. But at that point, the deceleration piece of being an elite athlete became a real part of training regimens. And I believe, I've been told, I don't know how accurate it was, I've been told by some trainers that I trust that's the play that made it, okay, if you can decelerate like that, then you obviously that's Reggie Bush.
We're in Carolina, and they've got a big joint practice tomorrow. We know they had a joint practice with the Raiders. We were able to see that one. Still know a lot of people obviously are traveling with the team, so we'll get reports and maybe some video stuff to see what happens there. But just like with the Raiders, there were some interesting matchups where you're like, kind of want to see what this looks like with Max Crosby, how our offensive line handles that. Kind of want to see what we do with Brock Bowers, the tight end. The Panthers, maybe not as thought of as to be, you know, one of the better teams in the league, but they're a team that feels like they're a playoff-level team. They won the division last year, and they put up a hell of a game against the Rams in the playoffs. And they've made some moves in the offseason. Obviously, we know on the offense with Bryce Young, but McMillan is a really good receiver and had a really good start. Brooks and Hubbard in the backfield. I think defensively for them, that's one to really watch. Derrick Brown is one of the best young, not even just young anymore, one of the best defensive tackles in the game. They signed Jalen Phillips to a big deal, Devin Lloyd to a big deal. J.C. Horn versus, you know, Nico should be a fun matchup. There are some interesting matchups here that I think can really help the Texans as they head into the regular season.
Yeah, I mean, look, we're not going to be there to see it, but the part that's interesting is how does an offensive-minded head coach and a quarterback that came in the same year that CJ did, that got hot last year, is kind of, you know, he's kind of rebounding here in year three of his career. And like, how do they fare overall against the Texans? Right, you know what I mean? Like, the Texans defense, is it one of those things? Because most teams just get overwhelmed. I mean, I remember Foster Moreau was talking about it yesterday, and he said, "Look, if you don't match the intensity of our defense on a daily basis, it's like a tidal wave. It just takes you over and you can't stand it," right? I do wonder if, you know, does that happen in a joint practice versus a team like Carolina? Because, yeah, look, they won the division last year. They got a first place schedule division this year. It's going to be – I saw somebody breaking down their schedule the other day. It's going to be – it could be a rough year for Carolina. If that improvement wasn't like legit, you know, real, then it could be a long year for Carolina with the schedule that they have. So that piece of our defense, do they just overwhelm Carolina? Because I would think on paper they should, right? I mean, I don't think they have anybody. I like Tet McMillan, you know, but I don't – I mean, is he a guy that just goes out there and when you're covered by – Derek Stingley Jr. and Kamari Lassiter, and you got Bullock roaming center field, and then you got the dogs cut loose on the quarterback. Is that, you know, is he able to get loose and have some success? I doubt it. This is a team that I would think our defense should really make it difficult for them to win a game.
Yeah, much like the Raiders. Yeah, he's probably their biggest weapon. But just see how they match up. I think this is, as I said before, On the offensive side of the ball, there's some their defensive line with the big fella up front and Phillips on the outside. They have the makings of a pretty solid defense. Lloyd in the middle.
Yeah.
So that could be a J.C. Horn, as we said, mentioned on the outside, and he's got another pretty good corner to go along with him. That will be fun to watch. Now, we watched, or at least to hear about, we watched them get the better of the Raiders' defense when they were here. I feel like this is a better defense than the Raiders, but still a defense that you're hoping that the Texans' offense can still have a level of success. This shouldn't be them getting shut down.
Yeah, no. I mean, I think there's some interior battles that you mentioned already that'll be fun to watch, but I don't know. I mean, look, if Carolina gives you problems offensively like that people write home about, then good gosh, we need to backtrack on some of this O-line talk.
Yeah.
I mean, I like Derrick Brown. He's one of the best in the league. He's really, really good. But I mean, if he single-handedly destroys our interior offensive line, boy, we got to go back to the drawing board. So yeah, there's some individual, you know, matchups that I'd like to see, but our offense should be able to be just fine.
So you would have similar expectations
that you had versus the Raiders. Like they should get the better. They should get the better of the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, look, if you got guys like Nico that are going to be out there and you're running the footballs involved in the 11-on-11. I think Nick Cayley and CJ have been really good in the quick game in terms of just, you know, not putting yourself in a position to where you don't get overwhelmed by bad pass protection or the quarterback holding the ball too long. This defense, I don't think, has the ability to force you out of that. Like, I don't think. I mean, I could be wrong. I hadn't studied the Carolina Panthers, but, I would think that they would be able to execute what we've seen them execute in training camp. And it would be a significant step down relative to who they're going against. So I would expect them to have a little bit of success, yes.
All right, we'll see about that tomorrow. This is going to be the last real close to for real competition against somebody in another uniform, right? I don't think they're going to play in the starters are going to play in the preseason game against the Panthers. This joint practice is it before they play Buffalo. So an important day coming up for the Texans tomorrow. T-Mill's best bets. We'll see if we can get back into the green. A little bit of red, but not Ofer, but a little red on Monday. Mm-hmm. See if we can get back on track. See if he can win a little money coming up as we continue right here live.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
I'm Serena Williams, and I'm healthier on Row. I've lost 34 pounds in a year with GLP-1s, diet, and exercise. On Row, you can access GLP-1 options, including the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. Go to row.co/journey to see if you qualify. 14 to 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 2.2% to 3.1% in placebo arm. RX only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence data 1H 2026.
All right, H-Town. Today's picks are in. The choice is yours.
Are you tailing?
Forget the myths. The media is created to just follow the money.
Or fading?
There is no nobility in poverty.
It's time for T-Mill's best bets on the drive.
I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich.
All right, T-Mill's best bets every night at this time, right here on The Fan, on The Drive. And last night, Tyler Milner on a Monday, 1 for 3, a little red. A little different from last week. Last week was in the green every day. But off to a little slow start. Going to have to get some perfects this week, it looks like.
Which we're very capable of doing.
Yes, we are very capable of doing. T-Mill, he's got his best bets every night. You can find him at Space City Sharp on Twitter, at Space City Sharp, where he's got all of his bets. If you aren't able to hear them right now as he delivers them every night here, you can go right there on Twitter and find them. And he also has some news at Nuggets. He's just not just flying off the seat of his pants. He gives you reasons why he's looking at this. And looking at these picks, so make a little cash with him. So you can find that every night at Space City Sharp. What are your best bets tonight, Tyler?
Yeah, three more picks for the people tonight around Major League Baseball, your Tuesday night wagers. No reason to panic. We've been on a semi-heater, really, for going on a week and a half, 2 weeks. Last night was unfortunate. We will rebound tonight with, first, the Tampa Bay Rays money line. Minus 125 odds. They're going to be in Detroit taking on the Tigers. Rays are the better team. And Tigers been struggling, losing a lot of ball games lately. I like the Rays to win it in Detroit. Second best bet is Old Faithful, the big fella, Yordan Alvarez with the Astros up in New York taking on the Yankee Turds. I'm on 1.5 bases, over 1.5 total bases for Yordan Alvarez tonight for the Houston Astros if he can get some pitches tossed his way. He's got an 800 career batting average against tonight's Yankees starter Will Warren, and an OPS well over 1,000. Put some money in your pocket, bet Yordan over 1.5. And then your third and final best bet on the drive with Sterner and Hughley is going to be over 7 runs between the Guardians and the LA Angels in California tonight. Bet that one over 7, no hook, over 7 runs, Guardians, Angels. Those are your three best bets.
There it is. T-Mill's best bets every night. Going to get back on track for a little cash for you to make, baby. Make a little cash this week. Like if you bet last week, you made you some good money and made you some cash because Tyler was on one. Let's see if he can stay on that T-Mill's best bets every night around this time. Coming up behind us, we're going to hand this sucker off to Mark Vandermeer and John Harris as they react to what we've been reacting to throughout the day, and that is the new jerseys, the new rivalry jerseys the Texans release today. So they'll be discussing that and much, much more coming up behind us. And then the fellas, they got you. Area 45, we are live and local until 11. They'll take it over and take it at 7 o'clock when the fellas on Texans All Access get finished. Sean, Bajani, Patrick, Creighton, Bryson is in the building. They will hold it down. Do a little baseball post-game show for you. As hopefully the Astros can get themselves back to 500 with a win over the New York Yankees. Ethan Petko, second career start, first road start ever. Welcome to Yankee Stadium. what he's up to in a game you got to have. How does he keep coming up with this? He came up in a Christian Javier, you lost the first one. Hey, big dog, we really need a performance. And he was pretty good. He was pretty good. 3 2/3, I think, 2 runs. We'll see what he does in Yankee Stadium tonight. But the fellas got that for you with the baseball postgame show on Area 45 right here on 95.7 The Fan. And speaking of that, Clint, news coming out late from Yankee Stadium. According to Chandler Rome, he said Astros owner Jim Crane was at Yankee Stadium and had left a closed-door meeting that he had with the manager, Joe Espada, inside the visiting clubhouse. Also, he spoke with reporters for about 10 minutes. Some of the things he talked about was the performance of the past homestand didn't have anything to do with Crane's decision to replace Dana Brown. So are we just officially coming off of the mutual thing here? Is that what, have we officially come off of that this was a mutual of parting ways? Now that Jim Crane is saying that the homestand had nothing to do with
I guess they can spin it however they want to. If it was mutual, it's because Dana got ahead of the he got ahead of it and just said, let me go and get out of here.
You mean y'all's decision to replace? And he said Joe Espada will manage the team the rest of the season. We've talked about where they are right now as they sit in second place, actually, and out of the playoffs in the wild card and in the West at 65-66 with the Rangers beating the White Sox last night. Did the move, and 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, I'm wondering from you, did the move of Dana Brown, who is somebody a lot of people wanted the Astros to move on from, did that do anything for you? Did that give you a spark of excitement, anything for this team right now? Or is this just about damn time type of thought process?
Yeah, no, it didn't spark anything. About damn time, and I mean, let's just peel off the Band-Aid here. The reality of it is this was when the trade got vetoed at the trade deadline for an outfielder. I mean, it was very obvious that Jim Crane's out on his general manager. I don't have a problem with the timing here. It just get it done. It's very clear that he wasn't making any decisions in the building, at least the important decisions. And it was just a matter of time anyway. So why not get one part? You know, they're pulling. It seems like everybody's pulling in different directions. How about we get the one that you've made blatantly obvious is pulling in opposite direction? Let's just get him out of the building and start cleaning house, if you will. So, I have no problem with it.
Yeah, I don't.
Didn't do a whole lot for me.
And we'll hear from Jim. I don't, Clint Tyler, get the feelings that this was a move to try to create some sort of spark for the team moving the rest of the way.
Sense of urgency.
A little sense of urgency. But I don't think this is it.
The general manager is not touching the locker room. I mean, the general manager's not like the general manager doesn't get fired in the whole locker room. But boy, our clubhouse. Oh, man,
here
we
go
play
now.
Better. Let's go, boys. That's a big move. He's out of the way. Like I don't think that's. I mean, I got to believe that's more of an internal thing of like decision making between now and the end of the season, and then obviously in the off season, he's not going to have anything to do with. So
I think it's more Jim. Like, I mean, I'm running this anyway.
Yeah,
go ahead. We'll slide you out of here, big dog. I got it. You want to make it mutual? Or how you want to do this? Seriously, man.
You want to do it with 30 games left so everybody feels like you kind of you got ahead of it and got out of here?
It's a long season, man.
My man, it's mutual to the decision I made today. By the way, Tyler, are you still invested in this team? Like, you still care?
Yes.
Every day about this team.
Yes.
Even though you don't go to the games. But you still do care.
It's frustrating, but yes.
Okay.
That's where I'm at right now.
I just wondered where you are.
No, I'm invested.
If you have gone.
My hopes aren't high.
Full checkout. No.
No, I'm in there. I've been watching most of the games here lately, and I'm definitely going to be plugged in tonight for these Yankee turds.
Because there are a lot of people who at least have Astros towards some of this, have checked out. Like. They have moved beyond the spot of getting pissed off.
They've damn sure made it easy to check out. I mean, not completely, but I have checked out on a day-to-day basis, man. I have damn sure checked out. When there's a better Investigative Discovery episode on, I'm out. So, yeah, they made it easy.
Solving crime.
Hey, my man Joe accidentally pulled Hunter Brown out of the game.
Yeah, gave the finger.
that ain't good enough.
Like that happened on Saturday.
I'm gonna guess he accidentally pulled Yordan Alvarez out of that eighth inning too when he pinch ran for him. That was an accident.
But when you talk about there are some people that is not pissing them off anymore. They've moved past. You know, they just all right, man. Let's just wake me up with this.
Well, there's a lot of people out there that'll make some stupid stuff make sense for some baseball reason.
Don't be a nut.
It's the way they've always done things. The reality of it is there is not a scenario where pulling Yordan Alvarez out of a one-run ball game in the eighth makes sense. There's not one scenario.
Not one.
And then we don't even take so that we can steal. Nah, it don't make sense.
Clint, great job.
Thanks, bud.
Tyler, great job, as always. I am Ron, the show Hughley, and you know it, Houston. We love you, baby.
brought to you by
T-Mill. Coming at you live.
I'm an elite cuddler.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Odyssey celebrates back to school season. Brought to you by T-Mobile, America's best mobile network according to Ookla speed test. Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data 1H 2026.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.